Huh?
If you were going to use two words for it, you'd say a new...
Light bulb.
Okay.
Yes.
If you carry out the washing to hang it out up on the line, you know...
Clothes line.
Okay, what do you carry it out in?
Huh?
What do you carry it out in?
Basket.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Those things that run around a barrel, those metal things that run around a barrel.
Oops.
Okay. What do you put in the top of a bottle to keep stuff from spilling out?
Stopper.
Okay.
Cork.
Is there a difference between a stopper and a cork? Are they the same thing, or?
Well, of course you could. Cork is a material.
Yeah.
A natural material.
Yeah.
And a stopper, you could make it out of anything. You stick a rag in there.
Okay. Okay. What do you call that little musical instrument that children play? They hold it like this?
French harp.
Okay. Another little musical instrument that you hold between your teeth and you pick with your fingers?
Shoes harp.
Okay. And what do you pound nails in with?
Huh?
What do you pound nails in with?
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that long wooden piece that goes between the horses?
Wagon. I've sold 1,000 of them.
If you think of it, stop me. Okay?
Huh?
If you think of it, stop me.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, you have to back him in between the...
shafts.
Okay. And on a wagon wheel, on the inside you got the hub, and then out, coming out from it you got the spokes, and then this outside part, what do you call it outside part?
Wagon. Iron.
It's not something you just talk about every day, you know. Okay,
yeah.
When you think of it, you stop me. What do you, if a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call that bar of wood right behind him?
Double tree.
Okay.
Single trees.
A single tree? Okay.
Like that's your wagon tongue. Fasten. You know, the front part of your wagon.
Yeah.
Comes around like that.
Yeah.
And there's a bolt goes through that.
Yeah.
Through your wagon tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a hole in the tongue here, and there's a strap of iron that comes up and over there with a hole in it. Well, you put your double tree right through there, and that's what they call the wrench, wagon wrench. Got jaws on it to take your nuts off the wheels, you know. It goes right through there.
When you have
and your double tree there, and a single tree on each side. That's where your horses are hitched to it.
When you have a double tree, then you probably got two horses. Is that right?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
You've got to have it. You're working two horses, you got to have one on each side.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. You have a mess. If somebody was...
I met a lot of children, 20 years old maybe, that never saw a horse hitched to a wagon.
Oh yeah, I'm sure so.
Did you?
Well, in parades and stuff,
yeah.
That stuff downtown, but not doing any real work, I haven't.
Yeah.
And I'm 30. If a man was filling up his wagon with wood, and he's dumping it, taking it someplace and dumping it, and going back and getting some more, and taking it someplace and dumping it, and going back and getting some more, what would you say he was doing?
Cordwood.